Blog Talk Radio.
We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. Oh yes, for a saint is just a sinner but we couldn't stay there and got us. Say now.
We fall down,
over my
but we get up.
Get back
we
up.
Fall down,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we get up.
Back up.
We fall down,
oh my, my,
but we
my.
Get
we get back up again. But we can't stay there. There's a seed of righteousness inside of you. Oh,
we fall
stay
down,
down.
But
we get back up again.
We fall down
sometimes. But we get back up again. Yes, we do
we
that. Rise back up again.
For
yeah!
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. We're just thanking God for another day, for another time. Amen. God has been good to us, and I pray God has been good to you. Amen. Amen. I don't know what all he's done for you, but he's been good to me. I said he's kept me all of these years, and I've made it this far. And somebody was singing a song, said, I come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. Amen. Trusting in his holy word. And that's how we all made it to where we are today. And I just thank God, amen, that I've been trusting in his word and I made it to where I am. And so I give God praise this morning because I'm here. How does that sound? Millions didn't make it, but I'm one of the ones that did. Amen. Can you think about how many didn't wake up this morning? Hallelujah. You think about those, a lot of them that was in the hospital this morning when they woke up. They was in the hospital. But we thank God, amen, that we are here. Amen.
Amen.
It's good to see you on Facebook. Miss Washington, amen. I give a wave that Miss Washington's on this morning. I can see she's on Facebook. And so I thank all of you. Anyone, y'all get a testimony or anything before we start this morning? Got a praise report, amen. Hallelujah.
I just want to thank God for being alive this morning. You know, like you were saying, so many people didn't wake up this morning, but I did. And I just thank God for waking me up this morning. So in my right mind, because you can be awake and still don't have no right mind.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for having awakened, having the right mind.
Amen.
A mind to know who he is.
Who he is.
And a mind to serve him. That I know one day he coming back. And when he come back, I will be ready when he come back. And I know so much sin is going on in the world today. That right is wrong. Wrong is right. You know, men are women. Women are men. You know, just so much. Sin for simple, the only way.
Yeah.
So I want to be ready when you come back. I want to live the truth of God. You know, not only just live, but live the truth of who he is and his righteousness and holiness. You can live, but you live in all kind of ways. And I think I know that he's the right way to live. You know,
amen.
In my footsteps. And I just thank him for just keeping me.
Keeping you.
And just helping me. And, you know, for redeeming me by the hands of the enemy. I was once in darkness, but now I'm in his light. And I know, you know, I look back over my life, and I say, oh, my God, thank God that I have changed. I came out of the world of darkness and to his marvelous light. Because, you know, you think when you're out there, you do have fun. I'm not going to say you don't have fun. You have fun. But then you come from out there and you say, oh, my God, you know, thank God that I came from out there. Because there's an out there for you, but death, you know. And I just thank him this morning for being alive.
Amen.
Health in my body. I might not have pain, but there was no pain, no gain. So,
it's all right.
So, you know, I just thank God, so it helps my feet. I feel walk. I have hands to lift up and praise him. I have eyes to see this morning, ears to hear. So, you know, I'm glad to be here this morning. But if I go. I know if I leave here, where I'm going to go to. I have no doubt where I'm going because he said those that trust in him and believe in him. So I trusted and I believe in him. So I just want to thank everybody for online this morning, on Facebook Live this morning, for joining us at Kell Church, and I send our blessings to everyone. So you pray for us, and we'll pray for you, and we'll all be prayed for.
Amen. Thank God that Ms. Warren is on this morning from Cleveland, Ohio. So thank God for Ms. Warren. Amen. Thank God for Ms. Bentley, Michael and April Bentley. Oh, I'm calling your name out. Amen. But praise God. Thank God for y'all being on this morning from Kentucky. Amen. It's good to see you on. I give a wave at y'all and whoever else is on there. We just want to give a shout out and a wave out to all of you who are online and on Facebook this morning. Y'all put your name up there and let me know that you're there, you know. I know Miss Wallen, she's been on from Florida. Put your name up there. Let me know that you're on. Amen. Miss King from Alabama. Amen. Put your name up there so we know that you're on. Amen. So thank God for my cousin in Florida there. Amen. Put your name up there so we know who you are today. Amen. So thank God for all of y'all who are on this morning, all of you from Arlington. Thank God for y'all today. Amen. Praise God. Hey, another testimony, Ms. Faithful? She don't have anything, Ms. Faithful don't have. But, brother, you got something to say this morning? Amen.
First of none, God, Pastor, first of all, thanks. Thank you, Lord, for another day. Pastor said, a lot of people didn't wake up.
Yes.
I'm glad I didn't wake up needing a drink.
Yeah.
Pipe. Amen. I woke up in my right mind.
Yes.
Even though it's been a long day.
Yes. Yeah. Got everything. He got it covered. Amen.
Amen.
That's what I want to say. I got you covered. Amen. I was looking in the 14th chapter of Job, when Job said, a man that is born of a woman is of a few days, and they are full of trouble. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. They said, if you came here through a woman, you only got a few days here. And the few days you got here, you got to know there's going to be some troubles in those days while you're here, amen? Mm-hmm. And so because we know there's trouble, I had for a thought today, why don't you use your faith?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah, use your faith. Why don't you use your faith? Because we already acknowledge the troubles. And no matter what time it is, we acknowledge the trouble. But we know even though we're going to have a trouble, but at the same time, you're not going to be here very long. You know, your life is just like a vapor. You know, you're here today, you're gone tomorrow. Amen. Amen. You went to sleep one night and didn't wake up the next morning. Amen. But why don't you use your faith, amen, while you're here in this life, going through this trouble? Because when we're in trouble, that is the time we have a need, amen, when you're in trouble. Everybody needs some help when they're in trouble, amen.
Amen.
So I believe David called, I cried out and said, when I was in trouble, I looked to the hills from whence coming my help. My help coming from the Lord that made heaven and earth, amen. And so when you get in your trouble, why don't you use your faith?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Use your faith when you're in trouble, amen. Amen. Believe that God is able, amen. Believe that God will. Believe that God can, amen. And using your faith is believing what God said. While you're in trouble, he said, trust God. Amen. That he's going to make a way for you. He's going to make a way out of no way. Why don't you use your faith, amen. I was looking at what Apostle Paul I just turned to Job, but Apostle Paul was saying in the third chapter, second Timothy chapter 3, he was talking about the trouble that he was in, amen. And let's know what he said. Second Timothy chapter 3, because of trouble that we're in, amen. And then I'm going to get to where I'm going then, but this is just an opening here, amen, because we have to use our faith when we're in trouble, amen. We got to believe God when we're in trouble because we don't have no way out of the trouble, amen. But we got to believe God in the trouble, amen, and God will get us through the trouble. We already know we're going to have trouble, but do you have some help while you're in trouble? So the need that we have today, we have a need because while we're in this trouble, we need somebody to help us through this trouble. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. And I know, but you have to have somebody to depend on while you're in trouble, amen. 3:10, 2 Timothy 3:10. I just want to get there because listen what Paul said because he realized that we are going to be in trouble. You already know you're going to have trouble, amen. He said, but thou hast fully known my doctrine, 2 Timothy chapter 3, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience. I've been in the persecution and what came to me in Antioch. And he said, yes, and all that will live godly shall suffer persecution. Amen. You just got to realize if I live right, I'll suffer some stuff. Because in the situation we're in now, if you want to do what's right, you're going to be persecuted for the right that you want to do. If you want to speak right today, you're going to start, after a while, it's going to be where you're getting in trouble for even talking right. Amen. After a while, if you say one wrong word, you're going to be in trouble for saying one wrong word it's the word that the world determines that. It's wrong, but you know it's right. And you're going to have to suffer for saying what you know is right. And we may as well get ready for it, eh? Because this is the time that's coming, amen, but we got to use our faith, amen. Because in the time of trouble, we've got to believe God. That's all we're going to be able to do, amen. We got to trust in God because it is God that we have to trust on because in this hour, in this time, you're going to be persecuted for doing what's right.
Amen.
I didn't say we would be persecuted for doing what's wrong. You're going to be persecuted for doing what's right.
Right.
Hallelujah. And so Paul was letting us know, I'm doing what's right, but yet I've suffered all of these things for doing what's right, amen. I wasn't doing anything wrong. I wasn't doing anything against anyone. I was doing everything that was right, and yet I was being persecuted for doing what's right. And so everybody that lived godly from now on, if you haven't been suffering it, you're going to begin to start suffering it because wrong is out there. They are legislating wrong against you.
Amen.
What I mean, legislating wrong against you, amen. You got to call, if I'm a man and want to be called the name of a woman, if you don't call me a woman's name, you're going to be persecuted, amen. You get what I'm trying to say, amen?
Amen?
Praise God. If you go around and tell somebody, you know that you're a woman, but if you go around and start telling people, I'm a woman, you're going to get persecuted for saying that you're a woman because they're against the gender. A man was building the church, and he said, they told him in the church when he put his bathroom in, they got to be gender neutral. In other words, you can't put man... You can't put the man name over the men's bathroom, and you can't put a woman's name to say women over the woman's bathroom, that all the bathrooms are going to be the same, and then if you don't recognize those, you're going to be persecuted for what's right. Oh, what a time is changing. But we got to use our faith, amen. That's what I mean. You got to use your faith because what I mean, use your faith, you got to stand. You got to take a stand for what's right. See, nobody wants to take a stand today for what's right. Everybody just wants to go along with the program, you know, the program that the world got going on and not what God has going on. But you're going to have to stand for God. That means you're going to have to stand for what's right and let go of what's wrong, and you're going to have to use your faith in the midst of this situation to say, God is God, and I believe he's God, amen. Now, I believe that the word is truth, amen. And I'm going to let every other man be alive. But in these last days that's coming right now, you're going to have to suffer persecution for doing what's right. Pretty soon, you're going to have to be said persecution just to come to church. Because the thing that the devil is against, he's against the church and he's against Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. They're not against Jehovah. They're not against Elohim. Hallelujah. They are against Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, people don't care about you saying God. People don't care about you talking about God. You just can't talk about Jesus, amen. Because, you see, that was where the devil got defeated, amen. It was Jesus that defeated the devil. And because Jesus defeated the devil, that's why he don't want the name of Jesus to come out of your mouth. Have you noticed even in the schools that when they pray, they can go and pray in the school, the Muslim can pray. If you're on the job, they can take their 15-minute break and go somewhere in another room and pray somewhere, but the Christian can't do that. Don't you know you're going to be persecuted? Can't you see the devil is, they say, truth is falling in the street, and nobody is giving any reward to it because truth is falling. People are not paying attention to truth anymore because everybody wants to do what they want to do. And nobody wants to follow God, but you got to use your faith, amen. You got to use your faith to say, I believe God, amen. I believe God. I believe Jesus is the way. I believe there's only one way. Jesus is that way, amen. Amen. You can't get to God no other way but through Jesus, amen. But you're going to be persecuted for that because everybody got their own way to get to God. You know, you got the movie star saying, there's another way. Amen. You got somebody else coming out saying there's another way. There's only one way. How many know? There's only one way, amen. Amen. And you've got to use your faith to stand for that one way. And Jesus is the way because the reason Jesus is the way, amen, first thing that he's your mediator. He's the mediator of a new covenant. Just like Moses was the mediator of the old covenant, Jesus is the mediator of the new covenant, and you can only get in the covenant with God through him. Not only is he the mediator of the new covenant, say that there is only one way, amen, praise God. Mm-hmm. The only way you can get God's spirit, the Holy Ghost, you get it through Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit came through Jesus, and the only way you can get it is through Jesus. When we believe in Jesus, amen, that he died and that he rose again, and then he sent the Holy Ghost back in his place, and the only way you can get into the presence of God is through the Spirit of God, and so you got to get the Holy Spirit from Jesus' Holy Spirit to get into the presence of God, so he's still the only way.
Yeah.
A lot of people trying to get there, but they're not trying to get it God's way. So we're going to use our faith to believe that Jesus died, Jesus rose again on the third day, and because he rose, amen, we're going to be saved through his blood, amen. And so that's the only way. But when we get into the trouble, we got to use our faith in this, amen. Praise God. Now, Paul was letting Timothy know, you're going to suffer persecution. You're going to suffer trouble. Amen. And even though you're going to suffer persecution, you're going to suffer troubles, amen, but you got to realize, hallelujah, I went through all of that, and he said God brought me through all of it, amen. And so you got to believe, even though you suffer with him a while, after you have suffered with him a while, he's going to raise you up, and he's going to renew you. He's going to give you strength, amen, even in the midst of your trouble, but you got to use your faith to stand on the word of God, amen. So here it is, Matthew chapter 8. I'm going to start reading now because this is where I got it from, Matthew chapter 8, to say that Jesus is saying, why didn't you use your faith? Amen. Hallelujah. You know, when you was having that problem, why didn't you use your faith? Amen. You know God was able. Amen. You believed if you prayed, God was going to answer you. Why didn't you use your faith? Well, when you was having that situation in life, why didn't you use your faith? Well, why didn't you ask God? Why did you ask God for help, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why didn't you do what God told you to do? Why didn't you use your faith, amen?
Amen.
the thing that you went through, you didn't have to fall. You didn't have to fall through it for it. You didn't have to crumble. All you had to do was stand and use your faith to believe God. Hallelujah. Believe God. Well, you say, how do I use my... Look at what they did. Matthew chapter 8, verse 23. I'm going to read here. Amen. Because I talk about why don't you use your faith? Because most of the time, we don't want to use our faith. We don't use our faith. We just let the devil run rampant in our life and take over our life. And we don't use our faith. It's okay. 8 and 23. What did I say? 8 and 23. Look at what it says here. Amen. Now, here it is. And when he was entering into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and woke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he said unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? Amen. Mm-hmm. So what was Jesus saying? Well, why are you bothering me? I know you're in the storm, but why are you bothering me? Amen. Didn't I give you the power and the ability to rebuke the storm? Hallelujah. See, the storm is raging, and you could have rebuked the storm yourself. You didn't have to come to me. Amen. I gave you the same power that I have. Amen. I put my spirit upon you. And not only that, I'm on the boat with you. And that should have been enough confidence for you to know that the boat wasn't going to sink. Because what? I'm on the boat and Jesus is on your boat. If you save and you sanctify and you fill with the Holy Ghost, how much closer can he be to give you an assurance than to be in you? And here you are full of faith, but you didn't use it. Huh? And see, they got destroyed by the storm. They was looking at the winds and the waves, but if you use your faith, faith don't look at what it sees. Faith looks at what it believes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, the Bible says, after that the Holy Ghost come upon you, he gives you power to be a witness unto him. In other words, I give you the ability to be just like me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then if it don't work, I'm on the boat with you. Praise God. Ain't that something good? Amen. Hallelujah. He said, I'm standing with you even in the midst of the storm, but I want to teach you how to use your faith to do the same thing that I did, because as I was in the world, so are you. You looking to me to do everything for you, and I've given you the ability to do it for yourself. Why didn't you use your faith? I'm on the boat if necessary, but it's not necessary for you to wake me up when you can do it yourself.
Amen.
Why aren't we using our faith? Hallelujah. I believe the scripture said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, you can say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart, but believe those words which you said, you can have what you say. Why don't we use our faith sometime in these circumstances and situations sometimes and tell the things what to do? Tell them, I'm in charge. I'm the boss here. Come on, hallelujah, amen. You got to tell the devil you the boss. What does it say to the devil? Cast out devils. If you're facing the devil, you tell the devil what to do. Use your faith in the name of Jesus, he said. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do. How do you use your faith against the devil sometimes? Rather than just bother me all the time. I'm here, but you don't need to bother me. Learn how to do it for yourself. You can tell things in your life what to do when they get to raging. Because he said, whatsoever you say it, amen. Matthew 17 and 20 is whatsoever you say it. So he's saying, Death and life is in the power of the tongue. And things can be removed by what you say. Hallelujah. Things can be removed by what you say. So he was just asking that, well, why didn't you use your faith? I know you're in the storm. I know you're having trouble in your life, but why don't you tell the trouble what to do? Amen. You see, our problem is we got the trouble, but we never tell the trouble what to do because we think we don't have the power to do it. Well, why did he give you the Holy Ghost in the first place to give you power? Acts 1 and 8 said, after you have received the Holy Ghost to give power, to be a witness unto me, amen? So he's giving you the ability to speak to your problem, to speak to your situation. Use your faith. Amen. Just like Matthew 17 and say, amen. What does it say, 17 and 20? Read that, Sister Page. I'm trying to say, why don't you use your faith? You see, our problem is we won't use our faith. We just let everything beat us up, amen. Hallelujah. Start at verse 20. Matthew 17, verse 20.
Okay, 17 and 20.
Verse 20. Turn that with me. So Jesus said, why don't you use your faith? Read.
Then he charged his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ.
Matthew chapter 17, verse 20.
And Jesus said unto them, Because of your unbelief. Well, I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard.
If you have just a little faith, it don't take a lot of faith. And when you see, if you would use the little bit you got, it's enough. He said, it's enough. If you would just say it, if you just speak it, if you let it come out of your mouth, amen. Book of Revelation said, we overcome by the words of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And when you're walking by faith, not by sight, I'm not looking at the situation, amen, but I'm looking at my God, amen. Hallelujah. My God is able, amen. And if I believe my God is able, if I ask my God anything, or he told me, just say it in a word. Are you speaking to your trouble? Are you using your faith, amen? You could have came out of that thing a long time ago, but you wouldn't talk about it, amen. You wouldn't say, I'm coming out of this. Hallelujah. I'm coming out of this. This thing can't hold me down. You see, you could have been talking to it, amen. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus, amen. Greater is what is in me than what is in you, amen, because the mighty one lives on the inside of me. What am I doing? I'm using my faith to overcome my situation in life.
Amen.
You know, because we realize it's a mind thing anyway, amen. And when I say it's a mind thing, I've got to get my mind together, amen. When I get my thoughts in order, amen, and then everything else will be in order. Because if I believe that I received, amen, if I believe that I have it, that when I speak it and when I say it, then the Bible said I can have it, I'm going to use my faith to do that so I can get what I believe that I said I can get. Does that make sense? Hallelujah. I mean, whatever it is that you want, whatever your desire. He said, whatever you desire when you pray, believe that you received it and you shall have it. If I want the storm to cease, I'm going to pray and believe that the storm is going to cease. And the storm will cease because I'm going to use my faith to do it. See, the storm was there, but they weren't using their faith. They could have stopped the storm themselves. They could have told the storm themselves, peace, be still. And see, what it is, we haven't realized that we are now in the image of Jesus.
Amen.
We haven't realized now that we have the same power he has. And the reason we don't exercise it most of the time is because we look at ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
The reason we fall short so much is because you're always looking at yourself. Thinking that is your ability. Thinking that is your power. No, we don't use our own power. We use the power in Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. And he said, the power is in the name of Jesus. When I say the name of Jesus, I'm using the authority of Jesus to tell the wind what to do. Hallelujah. I've got to exercise my faith and realize I have the authority to tell the wind to be still.
Right.
rather than throwing your hand up just because the storm came, I realized that what? I'm in control of the storm. The storm is not in control of me. Come on, somebody. Amen. Because what? As he was in the world, so am I. Hallelujah. So are we. Amen. And you have to realize that we're in the same image and likeness of Jesus, and you need to tell the storm to be still in your life. So the troubles that's going on in your life, you know you're going to have some trouble because you're born of a woman, and you may as well get ready for the trouble because you're going to have some. Sooner or later, you're going to have to bow to the name of Jesus. Amen. I see Brother Bentley there, Brother Bentley, Brother Michael there in Kentucky. Praise God. I give you a wave back. But sooner or later, you're going to have to bow. I had a friend the other, a young man the other day, he called, and I had been trying to get him to get saved for a while. And all of a sudden, he got in some trouble. And now every day he called me, he wants some scripture. He wants some scripture now, amen. That he wants to know God now, amen. And then he said, I finally realized what it was. The reason God allowed that to happen because I was hard-headed and hickory-headed and wouldn't listen. He said, but now I got my Bible every day. I got my word. I got my word every day because he finally realized there's some power in the word of God. And now, you see, it was his trouble that he got in that made him now wants to seek God. He's here to see. We don't realize why God allowed you to get into trouble. The reason God allowed you to get into trouble in the first place is because he was trying to get you to turn. He was trying to get you to change from your way to his way, to do it in his way. But you didn't want to change because you thought you was all right. But all of a sudden, when trouble hits you in the face, right away he wants to repent now. He's praying every night and reading the word every night. It's because he's in some trouble, and he wants God to get him out of the trouble, amen. He could have used his faith in the first place. He would have never got into trouble. But he had to try to learn the hard way. And now, you see, that's why we realize that don't get upset when you get in trouble. The trouble bless you sometimes. You might not realize that trouble can be your blessing sometimes. Amen. When your friends turn the back on you, they might be doing you a favor sometime. Amen. When people don't want to be around you no more, they might be doing you a favor. Amen. Hallelujah. Because you probably would have learned some bad habits from them. Amen. Hallelujah. And you don't need to be learning no bad habits from your friends. So sometimes when people separate from you, don't go crying behind them and running back behind them saying, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. No, don't do that. Let them go. If they had been of us, they would no doubt would have never left us. If they had been a part of you, they'd still be with you. And the reason they left because they want to show they was never part of you no way. They were just hanging around you for what they can get. Hallelujah. Sometimes people hang around you just for what they can get. And as soon as they've gotten everything from you, they don't have nothing to do with you no more. All while they was in need, they was at your house every day, calling you every day. They was in need then. And now they got a little something, you don't hear from them no more. Huh? Yeah, you don't even hear. They don't even give you a phone call no more. And while they was in need, they was there all the time. I need. And now you don't even hear from them. They don't even call to say, I appreciate what you did do for me. Amen. That's why we should call Jesus up. That's why we should give Jesus praise so much, because we ought to appreciate what he did for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know you wouldn't be here now if it hadn't been for the Lord that was on your side. You wouldn't have made it. Hallelujah. Amen. That stuff would have killed you. Right. He would have killed you. He would have beat you to death, amen. And finally, you got enough faith to walk out and say, I believe God is able. Hallelujah. I was staying with you because I didn't believe that I could make it on my own. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. I was scared to leave because I didn't know I could take care of my children. Hallelujah. I stayed there because I didn't have nowhere to stay. Hallelujah. And so I was afraid to leave him because I thought I couldn't make it without him. But one day, you stood up and used your faith and believed that. I believe God is able to keep me. I believe God is able to provide for me, and he'll meet all of my needs according to his riches and glory. And she got up and left, and now she's doing better there by herself than she was with him, because finally she used her faith, amen. And somebody treating you wrong and mistreating you, use your faith and get up out of there. God will help you. God will bring you through. He'll lift you up, amen. He'll give you the ability to overcome the things that you're in. All that you don't have, God will give it to you if you use your faith. Use your faith to say, I can do it. I can do all things. I can make it on my own. And you don't have to be standing around holding on to somebody else when you know you got a God that is able to do anything but fail you, amen. I don't have to hang around other people just to make it, just to be have some happiness, just to be fulfilled. God will fulfill you. Use your faith.
Amen. That's right.
Stop taking less when you can have the much. Use your faith that God will give you what it is that he knows you need. Because sometimes we just settle for. People always settle for it, amen? They didn't get what they really wanted, they just settle for something. Now, you know what I mean, amen? He wasn't the kind of man you wanted, but you just wanted somebody with some pants on, and you settled for, amen? She wasn't the woman that you wanted, but you just decided to settle for something, amen? She got a dress on, amen? And you just settled for the dress, amen? And didn't get what you wanted out of it. But why don't you use your faith to get what you want? Well, you got to hang around somebody you know you don't want you and you don't want him, but you hanging around him all the time. Settle for him. But ain't nothing wrong with him. He won't marry you. Something wrong with him. He won't marry you. Huh?
Is that wrong with you?
Or something wrong with you. Yeah. Something wrong with him. Or something wrong with you, amen. Huh?
Amen.
Why don't you use your faith and go after what you want? If she's not what you want, go after what you want. Use your faith, amen. To believe that God will give you what you want, amen. He said, ask and what? It shall be given, amen. And he said, whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive it and you shall have it. If you want a wife, a good wife. If you want a good husband, why don't you pray, use your faith to get you a good husband?
Amen.
Why don't you use your faith to get you a good wife, amen? You don't have to put up with that mess.
Amen.
God said he'll give you the desires of your heart, amen. If you diligently seek him, see, using your faith. He said diligently seek him, he'll give you the desire. And I want to tell you, you got to trust somebody. And what it is, what happened to some people, they got hurt a long time ago. And when they got hurt a long time ago, they don't trust nobody no more. You can trust God. Amen. Use your faith. Can you trust God? Do you believe God will give you what you want? Not what you want, but he'll really give you what you need. Amen. Praise God. I would rather for him to give me what I really need than what I really want. Because I got some vain thoughts of what I want. Hallelujah, amen. You got some vain thoughts of what you want, but God gives you what you need, amen. Praise God. And why don't I trust God that he'll supply my needs? Why don't you use your faith to get what you want rather than settle for it? You're going to go to hell for a bag of candy. I'm going to call it a bag of candy. That's all I'm going to say about it. A bag of candy. Why don't you use your faith? Every good man come by, you see him still.
Huh?
Well, I would marry him, but you know, I just don't know. Did you pray about it? Did you use your faith to ask God something? He said, in all your ways, acknowledge him and he'll direct your path. Did you use your faith to get some direction of who he is and what he is? A lot of things we do, we don't pray about it first, amen. We just go and get it and jump in it and not know what you got instead of praying about it, asking God, using your faith, that God will what give you an answer. He'll show you what it is. He'll show you what is false, and he'll show you what is true. Why don't you use your faith? If you're not for sure, ask God. That's using your faith, ain't it? Use your faith. If I believe, if I ask you something, you give me an answer. Man. I'm using my faith. You see, they was in the storm, and they could have rebuked the storm, but they didn't. And you allow them storms to continue raging in your life. Fear from this. You in fear. See, the reason you haven't done it is because you feel afraid.
Right.
Yeah, you think that what happened to you a long time ago is going to happen again, so you in fear now. Amen. You can't move on in life because you're still holding on to your past. Amen. We got to realize this is a new thing right now. Amen. I said God is doing a new thing. Amen. Old things pass away. Behold, what? All things become new. So God always in the new thing. He's through with the past. Amen. Paul said, I got to forget about what's behind me, and I got to reach forth to the thing that are before me. I've got to press toward the mark. I can't hold on to my past because my past into my future.
Right.
Past sin. Past things that happened in the past. Things that happened in the past. What did God say? I turn them around, but they're together for your good. Hallelujah. Praise God. I said we need some counseling right now. Amen. I heard a testimony of a woman said when she was started when she was 5 years old. And she's now 60, she's about 68 years old. Stuff started with her, she was 5 years old and kept on until she was 13. Abuse. Abuse. And she was mad with everybody, gave the ice pick, gave the knife, was willing to shoot you too, kill you. If you just crossed her at one time, she was willing to do it. Amen. Yeah. And here she is. She gets 40-something years old before she could get rid of the past. No, I got to take that back. She's 60-something years old, and she's still dealing with her past. And we just discussed it last week, talked about getting rid of the little girl. She was still living as the little girl that was molested back there when she was 5. And because she was living as a little girl back when she was 5, she couldn't move forward in a relationship because she was still thinking about what happened to her when she was 5.
That's right. Amen.
She was in anger. And the thing that she hated the most was the thing that she was doing. What he did, what was being done to her at 5 to 6 years old. 5 years. What was being done to her then? She hated it. But it seemed like the thing that she hated was the thing that she was doing. She was, what you call it, promiscuous. She was promiscuous, she said. She hated it, but yet she found herself couldn't get enough of it. Huh? Couldn't get enough of it. She hated it, but she couldn't get enough of it. How is it that the devil can have you doing things that you hate? And she was being held captive by her past. And finally she realized, I got to forgive them. I got to let it go. Come on, somebody, amen. Have some faith and let it go, amen. God said, forgive them, amen, because they didn't know what they was doing. You got to recognize they didn't know what they was doing when they did it. Use your faith to forgive them, not because you want to, but because God said to do it. You can get over this thing, amen. You don't have to cling and live in that thing. Get over that thing. Let it go. Trust God to let it go. Because as long as you hold on to it, you're not going to go nowhere. Because it's weighing you down. It's like what we call it. It's like carrying a monkey around on your back. And every time you get in a relationship, the monkey jumps on your back and makes you afraid. So now you can't even submit to no man because of what happened to you in the past. Why don't you use that incident and help somebody else with it? You ought to have a whole house for the young ladies telling what happened in the past, because the same thing don't happen to them, and they need somebody to minister to them. They need somebody to tell them that you can get through it with God. that with God all things are possible. You can get over this and live your life free. If you use your faith to forgive. Are you with me here? Amen. Huh? Yes. You suffered from it. But what did it say there? If you have faith, you shall have faith. He said that if you have faith, you want to say.
Remove
things. See, using your faith, you're going to say something. You're going to tell the thing what to do. You're going to tell your storm what to do, amen. You're going to tell that thing that's working in your life what to do. You're not going to let it dictate to you, but you're going to dictate to it. You don't let your circumstance dictate to you what to do. You don't let your flesh dictate to you what it wants. You tell it what it's going to lie to have. Everybody with me today, amen?
Amen.
Huh? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Yeah, you online there, praise God for the truth, amen. Hallelujah. Do you understand what I'm trying to say, amen? Huh? You got to use your faith. Your belief in God will get you through, amen.
Amen.
Amen. What you believe that God will do, he'll do it, amen. And whatever you can believe God for, you can have it. Now, somebody said they told about you can have what you say. You can have what you believe, amen. You say what you believe. And you believe what you say. And then you can have it, amen. But you got to use your faith to get it. It ain't going to just jump in your pocket, amen. Come on. You know how we always, been lazy. We want everything to be given to us, amen. Jesus was on the boat to help them if they needed to help, amen. But he was trying to teach them how to do things for themselves rather than he had to do everything for them when he gave you the ability to act like him.
Amen.
Are you with me today, amen? I said you can get over this, amen. What does it say again?
You shall say unto this mountain.
You shall say, the mountain represents the thing that you're facing. The thing that you face. We're going to call it a thing. And the Bible said, whatsoever thing you desire when you pray. If you don't know his name, call it a thing, amen. If you know what it is, you can call it what it is. But if you don't know what it is, call it a thing, amen. This thing keep bothering me because I don't know what it is, so I'm going to call it a thing, amen. If I know it's a headache, I'm going to say this headache keep bothering me, and I want to tell this headache where to go.
Amen.
If I'm short on something, I want to tell my poverty, be thou removed. I want to tell my billfold, amen, be bountiful, amen, hallelujah. I wish that you would prosper, be all right, and be in good health, even that your soul prosper, amen. But I want you to make it, amen. What God said, I want you to make it, amen. I want you to have a prosperous journey, amen. I want you to have a prosperous life, amen. And whatever you do, amen, you to prosper in it, amen. That's what he's trying to say, amen. Amen. If you're serving me, I want you to prosper serving me, amen. Hallelujah. If you're in your everyday life, I want you to prosper in it. When you go to work, I want you to prosper. I want you to be happy in it, amen. I want you to be fulfilled in it, amen. See, that's his desire for you. See, God said, I want you to have an expected end. What is that? Jeremiah 29:11. I want you to have expectation in your life. And if you have expectation in your life, if you start saying things and believe you're going to receive it, then you can start expecting it. See, if you never say nothing, you don't expect nothing. Because your ears try words. Ears try words. Whatever you're saying, your ears hear it. And then your mind would develop a thought to go after it. Before you bought that new car, she started getting a new car. She didn't have the car right then, amen. Mm-hmm. But she kept saying, I'm going to get me a new car. I'm going to get me a new car. And then about a month later, here she comes. Ooh, girl, what you got there? Oh, I got me a new Hyundai. You know, so it started with words, though, didn't it? Huh? Yeah. I'm going to buy me a new dress. I know Becca be telling me she's going to get her new dress. Come home, she got money on the credit card. I know she got it. Because she started out, she first started off saying what she going to do, you know what I mean? And then after a while, she got to say it, and she believed it. And then she took the credit card and went and got it. She didn't buy it, went and credited it. Amen. That's wrong with some of us right now. We got too much credit. Instead of waiting on God to do something for you, you want to go out there and charge everything. And that's why a lot of people, they got no good credit now. They went out and charged everything. Amen. They was counting their money before they got it. Well, you know, I'm going to have a $500 check this week. And so I'm going to go do this. I'm going to do that. And then by the time the $500 check comes, you'd have spent $499 of it. Child, I ain't got nothing left. Read that again, Sister Paige.
You shall say unto this mountain.
You shall say unto this mountain.
Move here to yonder place.
Move from this place to yonder place, to that place, amen. He said you can move things from one place to the other by just telling it what to do. You can tell that thought. You can rebuke that thought that came to you. Amen? Mm-hmm. Tell that thought to be removed out of you. So you got thoughts of poverty. Amen. You got thoughts of sin. Tell that thought to remove. Amen. Does anybody have when that monkey get on your back? Anybody can tell you about that thought that comes to you? I got to have it. And you be walking through the house, pacing out, and then that thing be saying, come on. Come on over here. Where are you? I'm over here in the store. Come on, come on. I mean, you're at home now. And you can hear that thing calling you at the store. I wonder how that thing talk. You ever had that, brother? I've had it, you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That thing was talking to me. And it was way across town. And I could hear it talking. Come on over. I'm over here. Come on, get it. Come on, get it. I'm over here on Main Street. Come on. Come over here. Yep. I'm waiting on you on the corner. Come on over. Now, how can that thing talk? It wasn't even a phone call. It wasn't a phone call. I didn't hear it on the phone. I'm sitting at home in my bed, and that thing over there on Main Street talking to me. I wonder how that happens. Amen. Praise God. I know some of y'all on the line, y'all know what I'm talking about. You know, when you want a drink or you want a joint or something like that, it'd be way on the other side of town, and you can hear it talking. Come on over here. I'm over here at 9th Street. Come on, get me. I said, Lord, have mercy. And then I don't want to go. Then I get up and start walking back and forth. Oh, man. Even when I'm home, I'd be like that with a Pepsi, a Dr. Pepper sometimes. At night. I don't want to go get it. And I can hear it talking to me. 7-Eleven, 79 cents. Come on. 7-Eleven. And I can hear it, Brother Tony. And I'll be pacing sometimes. I'll be sitting in the chair, and I get out the chair, and I hear that thing talking. Come on up here. 79 cents. Dr. Pepper. And I'm that pace and trying to. And then I finally had to say, I'm not going tonight. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. A lot of times I get up and go. You know, when it was freezing, I'm going to tell you about me now. When it was freezing and the road was slick. And down at the, I know my car, when I go out the driveway, right at, it got a hill right there, a little incline. And if it's slick, my tires are slide. And then I was worried about the cars might be coming. And here it is, that freezing rain. And I got to have a Dr. Pepper. I said, Lord, have mercy. I get up and get in my car, go down there, and the car slide down the hill like I thought it was. I was glad there wasn't nothing coming. And I went and got the Dr. Pepper. 7-Eleven talking to me. I'm at home almost in the bed. That shows you how your mind talks to you. What I'm trying to say, how your mind talks to you. You got to tell your mind what it's not going to do, what you're not going to do. Amen? Because if you allow the mind to have its way, it'll have you doing everything. And so the Bible says you got to talk to the thing. You got to tell the thing what you're not going to allow it to have, what to happen. And I know people will think you're crazy for doing it, but amen. Faith called it what is, not as though it is, amen. And other people call you crazy. No, I'm using my faith. See, using your faith, you mean that you say to things that is and tell it's not. That's how you use your faith. Things that are, things that you can see, you don't believe it. You're using your faith, amen. Hallelujah. I was going to talk about it another time when I think Jesus said, if you deny yourself, you must deny yourself. And if you're going to deny yourself, you have to refuse to acknowledge yourself. You think you can do that? Refuse to acknowledge yourself. In other words, you got to refuse you. You have to even to deny yourself, you mean you got to refuse that you even exist. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. Man, can you oh, man, I know I got a pinch. I got a little pain. And then when I'm having pain, I got to, that's not what it is. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Jesus, I know I got to use my faith to do it. Because my knee be hurting when I get up out the bed in the morning. Praise God. but that is what the Bible is telling you, though. You got to refuse that you exist. That's using your faith. Because faith does not believe what it sees. Faith receives what it believes. I'm talking about using your faith in the storm, amen. And even when you see the storm, if you use your faith in the storm, you can believe that the storm don't even exist. And even though the wind are raging, but you still got to believe that the storm don't exist. That's what faith is, right? Amen.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
I mean, I'm not trying to say that's the easy thing. But if you notice Jesus on the boat, he was a man down there asleep. He was just like it's nothing going on. That's why they had to wake him up. Well, look at him, man. Don't you care? Huh? That's what they said. Don't you care? You laying here like, don't you see that wind blowing out there, Jesus? Don't you see them waves? You about to take this ship over and you laying here asleep? What's wrong with you? Jesus act like it didn't even exist, amen? Faith will tell you that. Even though you see it, but faith will tell you that thing don't even exist. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. So that means I've got to believe more in the invisible than I do the visible. Because the visible is a short-term thing. But the invisible is an eternal thing, amen? And so God wants us to believe more in the eternal rather than we believe in what can be seen in the natural. That's what faith does. Faith believes more. Faith, even though faith says, I can't see God, but I believe God is bigger than all of my problems. I got to use my faith against it. So when I stand up against the devil, I'm not going to look at me. I'm going to look at how big my God is. And so when I stand up against that thing, I believe I can conquer it and overcome it because of who's with me or who's in me. Amen. That is how I use my faith to overcome things. David didn't look at the size of the giant. He was just a little boy. But he didn't come against the giant in his own strength. He came against the giant in the strength of his God. I come against you in the name of the Lord God of hosts. He told the giant what I'm going to do to you. See, he told it what he was going to do. I'm going to cut your neck off. Hallelujah. I'm gonna cut your neck off, and I'm gonna feed it to the buzzards. Amen. I'm gonna cut your neck off and feed it to the buzzards. You uncircumcised giant, you looking under the man's clothes. How he knew what the man was, but he called it anyway. Amen. Uncircumcised means that he was unsaved. Amen. He wasn't saved. He was a heathen. and the heathen standing up against the saints. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. You don't let the heathen stand up against you when you got a word in your mouth. What does Romans 10 say? The word is nigh thee even in your mouth and in your heart. The word of faith which we preach, amen. If you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe it in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you can be delivered. You can be delivered, amen. You can be saved, amen. You can overcome this thing. You can overcome your storm. You can overcome your winds and the things that's going on in your life. You can overcome those things if you just say it with your mouth and believe it in your heart. Start saying it. It might not, you know, when you're calling something, it don't come right away. Sometimes they don't hear you. Sometimes when you tell the devil, when you're calling the devil, tell him to get out, he don't hear you. Sometimes, so you got to holler. Sometimes, hey devil, did you hear what I said? In the name of Jesus, come out. And so if I call, I Sister Paige, come here, come here, Sister Paige. Come here, Sister Paige. Come here, Sister Paige. See, I'm telling her to come. I'm calling her, right? She ain't coming, though, but I'm calling her, amen? So when you want something in your life, you got to call it. Come here. Come here. You want righteousness, believe in the blood and call it. Till you start calling yourself righteous, like 2 Corinthians 5, I think, verse 21 or 22. Said, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Well, why are you saying that, brother? You know you live like the devil. But I'm calling it. I'm going to use my faith to overcome my faults. Are you with me here? I'm going to use my faith to overcome my faults. I'm not going to call it what I see. I'm going to call it what I want it to be. My little son, I know he's a baby child. Your son might be a baby child, but you're not going to call him a baby child. You're going to talk about how good he is and how good he acts. And the more he hears that, his ears perk up when you're talking about him like that. And then he's going to start acting like the things that you say about him. Rather than the negative that you say about him, you start using your positive. So if you want to get rid of the negative, you got to use the positive influence to change things around. See, that's what Jesus did to Abraham. That's what God did to Abraham. That's what he did to Jacob. Jacob was a serpent planter. I could have called him a snake, but he changed his name to Israel. Wasn't he still Jacob? Wasn't he still a snake, Lord? Wasn't Abraham still a heathen? He didn't have no kids. God said, I know he didn't have none, but I'm going to change his name to Abraham, and I'm going to change Jacob's name to Israel. And every time I say somebody saves Abraham, or every time somebody saves Israel, you're calling that thing out. You're calling the old man out and causing the new man to come in. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Even with yourself, amen. Stop calling yourself a sinner. Well, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. No, that ain't true. I was a sinner, and I'm saved by grace. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to call myself what I used to be. Right. I'm going to call myself what I am. Mm-hmm. That's using faith, amen. Mm-hmm. I'm going to call myself what God says I am. And whatever God says I am, that's who I am. Are you with me today, amen?
Amen.
Huh?
Right.
You let everybody else tell you how dirty and ugly you are. That ain't what God said about me. God says I'm somebody. Hallelujah. He made me somebody, amen. How did he make me somebody? He made me somebody because he gave me his spirit and the blood of Jesus washed me and cleansed me. And because I'm born again, I can't be the same person I used to be. I might still be acting like the other person, but I'm not going to call myself that. I'm not even going to pay no attention to that. I'm going to be looking at the thing that is before me, amen. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be looking at the righteousness that is before me, amen. Hallelujah. I might look like a failure right now, amen, but I'm not even going to call myself a failure because what? I know I got hope. And as long as I got hope, I will never call myself a failure. I'm in it with me today. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You don't call yourself a failure as long as you know you got hope.
Amen.
I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Why? Because of the blood of Jesus. Why are you acting like a devil? Stop telling me how I'm acting and tell me how I need to act. I knew I was a devil when I got saved. The reason I got saved, because I wanted to change. Tell me my sin has been forgiven. You don't need to talk about my sin. I know I'm a sinner already. The reason I came to Jesus is because I realized I was one. Tell me about what I have with Jesus. Well, you know how other folks is. I don't care about other folks. Tell me. Talk to me. I can't talk to everybody. Talk to me. Tell me who I am in Christ Jesus, because that is what's going to change me. Tell me who I am. My whole problem, the reason I act the way I act and to do the things I do, because I must not know who I am. If I knew who I was, I wouldn't act that way. If I knew I was the righteous person, I wouldn't say it. But nobody tells me about my righteousness. They're always telling me about my sin. That ain't faith. If faith calls things that is not as though it is, faith says you have it right now. Faith said it's now faith is. It's not tomorrow. How many know what I'm trying to say? Now. I got to start calling things now, because it said if I confess with my mouth, right, and believe it in my heart. See, it's what you believe that changed you.
Amen.
Well, I got to tell you how dirty you are. No, you ought to tell me what Christ did for me. I already know I'm dirty. I was dirty. Tell me who I become so I can start acting like that. I want to tell you, you've been made righteous by the blood of Jesus. Brother, you've been made righteous by the blood of Jesus. And from now on, I want you, that's what you say you are. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And then everybody says, well, nobody can't nobody go without sinning. I'm going to call you, according to the word, I can call you a liar on that. Because the man that is born again can't sin. I didn't say your flesh couldn't sin now. I said the man that is born again can't sin. Have you been born again? Well, the born again past, the born again part of you can't sin. Your flesh can, but the flesh is not you, remember? You're not flesh anymore. You're spirit now, right? Amen. Hallelujah. Here it goes again. Faith denies what it sees. Praise God. And that's what the word says? Faith denies what it sees. So if I'm looking at myself, I got to deny. That ain't me. Come on, somebody. Oh, hallelujah. See, Paul said, in order to believe, to have faith, you got to become a reprobate. I don't mean having a reprobate mind, but being a reprobate. A reprobate denies something that is. Now, here we go. When I say a reprobate denies something that is, let's think about that part, right? Now, when I look at, I'm looking at me, and I'm looking at you, and I'm saying, no, that ain't him. You say, well, ain't that what your eyes see? Yeah, but I have to become a reprobate, amen. In order to deny myself, I got to become a reprobate, amen. Are you with me, brother? You got to deny yourself in order to become reprobate, because you say, well, this ain't me. And Paul said now. Paul said in the 7th chapter of Romans, you know, he said, well, it is not I that sin, but the 7th chapter of Romans. He said, it ain't me that sin, but my flesh. What was he trying to say? That I didn't do it. That was my flesh did it. So he's making a distinction between him and the spirit and the flesh. He was claimed to be part of man Adam, which is Christ Jesus in the spirit. He claimed to be that new person now. And he was denying the old person. He wouldn't even acknowledge the old person. In order to do that, you had to become a reprobate. Praise God, amen. If there's somebody, amen, amen, on here today, thank you, Sister Paige, for being online. I wave at you, amen. If somebody today you want to be saved, amen, you're tired. You're sick and tired. You're sick and tired of going through that. You're sick and tired of holding on to the old thing, the past. God wants to loose you from your past today. He wants you to deny that thing. He wants you to even deny that it even happened, amen. Deny it and forgive and say, whoever did it to you, they didn't know what they was doing. And you want to be saved today. If you're online, if you're on Facebook, amen, just wave your hand. If you want to be saved today, accept Jesus as your Savior so you can have something to cling on to it and to have faith in, because you're going to have some trouble. Amen? And I know if you're still drinking and carrying on, I'm talking to anybody online, I know we don't think nothing wrong with it, but I guarantee you it's going to get you some trouble after a while. Guarantee you. And I wouldn't let it get me in trouble just to quit. I'd be working on quitting if I hadn't quit anyway. Amen? Praise God. It took me a little while to get over it, but I did. I had to get in trouble in order to quit. That was enough for me. So if you're online, the Bible let us know. I know we can pray with you today. But at the same time, we like to do it like this. Amen. The Bible says, repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus. In other words, you need to have a godly sorrow. Amen. But if you come to Jesus, amen, you ought to feel bad or have a sorrow about what the stuff you did. Godly sorrow. And godly sorrow will work repentance. Lord, I'm sorry about the things that I did. I know I did them. I know I was wrong, Lord. And, Lord, I'm asking you to forgive me for the wrong that I did, Lord. I acknowledge my sin, Lord. They're ever before me, Lord. But, Lord, I come before you that you would create in me, Lord, a clean heart and renew in me an upright spirit. Lord, I come before thee, Lord. I acknowledge my sin, oh Lord, and I bow it down before you, Lord, and I lay it at your feet, Lord, because, Lord, I know you are God, you're plenty in mercy and plenty in forgiveness, and so I lay my sin and I lay my life down at your feet, Lord, and Lord, uphold me and lift me, Lord, to the place that you would have me to be. I be baptized, I die to the old man. I'm baptizing under death. I buried him. I put him out of the way so I can be in that walk in the newness of spirit. So, Lord, I thank you for forgiveness today. And I give you praise for your forgiveness. And I thank you for the word in Jesus' name. Lord, may we use our faith. Exercise your faith in Jesus and believe that if you ask him anything in his name, he'll do it.
Yes. Amen.
And thank you in Jesus' name to you on Facebook. Amen. Thank you on Facebook. I want to say today, thank all of y'all for tuning in on Facebook. If you'd like to donate anything to help us out, we always can use your help now. It ain't as much going out as coming in. More going out than coming in. You can cash out us. What's the other one? PayPal. At carechurchinc@gmail.com. carechurchinc@gmail.com. And whether Cash App or PayPal, we appreciate anything you donate, anything you send. I would appreciate it. And I know God will reward you for whatever you give. If you sow something, you'll reap something. And bless y'all on Facebook. Thank you again, Ms. Warren. Amen. For tuning in, God bless y'all and the family. Tell all my family I said hello in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Online here now, all of you online today, praise God. We want to give you an opportunity to say something today. If anyone have a testimony, got a prayer request, a request, you can give it now. Don't forget to give something. All of you who belong to the church, I appreciate if you give something. Our funds are really running a little short right now. And I want to thank y'all for giving something to keep us going. And we appreciate you. Hear the testimonies, a prayer request, prayer report. Amen. Who's going to be first today? Go ahead.
For my co-worker / friend, just pray for her family. Her father passed away yesterday morning. So, yeah.
Amen. Pray for her co-workers. Family lost their father. And we want to continue to pray for Alyssa's family that lost her mother, their grandmother, mother and grandmother. Pray for that family, amen. Anyone else, amen. Well, Father God, we pray for the families right now, Lord, and asking, O Lord, that you would, oh, Lord, grant them peace, oh, Lord. Let them have a peace of mind today, Lord. Encourage them and lift them up, oh, Lord. And, Lord, I want to thank you, Lord Jesus, that you comfort us. Comfort them the way you comfort us with your word, oh, Lord. And may the word go forth to comfort them and relieve them of any guilt or any sorrow, Lord, that is in their life. And, Lord, I'm asking you to watch over them and be over them and keep them. And, Lord, I thank you for blessing them in Jesus' name. Lift them up. We lift them up before you today and give you praise for the families of their loved one in Jesus' name. Amen. There's someone else before we go.
Pastor Page.
Sir.
Can you please call me after the service? I got a question for you. I've been trying to get a hold of you. Messiah.
Messiah. All right, brother.
You and Minister Ray called me. I got some questions for you.
All right, brother Messiah. Amen. We'll call you when we're
just call me, Ray. Put him online. Don't say nothing, Ray. Just call me. I want to see what Pastor Page is going to say.
All right, then. God bless you.
All right.
Anybody else? Amen. Thank you, brother. Amen. If no one else has anything to say, prayer request or whatever, Father God, we thank you for the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit. May it rest, root, and abide within us, henceforth, now, and forevermore. As we dismiss today, Lord, from this service, from this line, we said all praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name, we are dismissed. Amen. Amen. God bless y'all. Oh, I forgot about Brother Prevost.
Amen, Pastor. I'm here.
516-666-9967. Today at 5 o'clock. I don't know what the topic going to be.
Amen. I got the topics right here, Pastor. The topics this evening are going to be, do we judge people's character by their looks? Does your appearance define your character? And black folks in church, African American saints, are we like crabs in a bucket?
Amen. Are we like crabs in the bucket? Amen. Hallelujah. How are you defined? Amen. Praise God. All right. 5 o'clock. 516-999-666-9967. Amen. This evening at 5 o'clock. Don't forget about Brother Minister Ray. Monday through Friday. Access code 112011069 pound. Minister Ray. Every day, Monday through Friday, 8:30 hour time. Amen. And Pastor Page, every day 10 o'clock. Amen. 319-2020 pound. Same everything, 319-2020 at 10 o'clock. We have in prayer Monday through Friday. And if you want to come on, we invite you to come. And if there's any more, did I miss somebody?
Just there at the moment.
Don't forget about your men's ministry on the, what's that, the first Friday or the last Friday?
First Friday. We're having the men thing at 10 o'clock. We want all the men that we know to come in and join in so we can bless these women. Yeah. And y'all can come in and hear what we got to say. Amen. Me ain't going to be giving testimonies.
He says so. Amen. We can bless
them. So we can blast them, because they always blasting up because they're bigger than we are. And we trying to rise up. We are trying to rise up and say that we got a voice too. Amen. We got a voice too. Men have a voice too. And it ain't going to be just two of us and 20 of them.
Okay, Saturday morning.
Saturday morning, amen. 11 o'clock, Brother Ray.
Think about it.
Yeah, what you think about it, amen. All right, then. God bless y'all. We'll see y'all later. Amen. God bless. Thank you, Brother Tommy.
I know that you can stand, for your life is in His hand.
Oh, bless your name, Jesus. no matter what may come my way.
No matter what may come my way.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on and say it with me. I know.
I know that I can make it.
I know you can make it. I know you can.
I know that I can.
No matter what may come my way. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hey, with him, I know I can take it. I'm feeling all in my spirit right now. No matter what may come my way. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. No matter what you're going through. His grace and mercy do it for him. He loves you. I know he does.